Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Very excited. We got a great show for you tonight. Tonight is February the 16th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the year 2011. Our topic tonight is the impact of ADHD on finances, and with us tonight in our virtual studio is Stephanie Sarkis. Before we get into the meat of the program, I want to just make a couple announcements. First, some programming stuff. We're real excited about some of the things that are kind of going on, particularly some of our upcoming shows. We'll draw your attention. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Russ Ramsey come in and talking about the history of ADHD, which will be kind of fun. Following week, Ruth Hughes is going to come in from CHAD. We're going to talk about their membership program, really delve in about and talk about the resources that are available. And then after that, we got a real exciting show that was actually pre-taped. Dr. Russell Barkley is going to come on and talk about the importance of emotion and understanding and managing ADHD. It was a very interesting interview, very, very, very insightful for me, not from the science side, but it actually had ties to what a lot of ADD coaches are doing. And then the following week, we're going to have Wendy Richardson coming on and talking about ADHD and addiction. We actually have more shows are scheduled. Actually, we're kind of booked through May at this point in time, and we've got four or five other shows that we're just looking for some time. And I encourage our iPod listeners, and really all of our listeners, if you want to, go to attentionradio.com. That's Attention Radio without the talk. And you can sign up for our newsletter, and we will send you – it's a bi-monthly newsletter, but we'll actually send you a list of our upcoming shows out scheduled out as far as we can so that you can you can be attuned to what's going on. So, again, just go to attentionradio.com, sign up for our newsletter, and we will send our schedule directly to your inbox. A couple other things out there. For those people out there who are CHAD members, be looking for our ad that's going to be running Attention Magazine starting in April, which is really exciting. And then a few other things that we just want to remind you of. The CHAD's annual conference is scheduled in Orlando on November 10th to the 12th, so put that on your calendars. To learn more about that, just go to chad.org. The ADHD Coaches Organization is having its annual conference in April, April 29th to May 1st. That's going to be in Chicago. For information on that, go to adhdcoaches.org. Linda Rogley is having a webinar, I guess, on procrastination and the fine art of ADD of writing. That's going to be – actually, she's going to have Judith Kohlberg with her. That's going to be Monday, February the 21st at 8:30 p.m. And to learn more, just go to addiva.net. Let's see what else we got there. Another exciting thing is, again, if you haven't seen Jody Sleeper Triplett's interview or coaching session on CNN News, if you go to edgefoundation.org, you can check that out there. And then finally, a little plug, Dr. Ari Tuchman is presenting six simple rules, fundamental strategy to overcome inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity. That's February the 23rd at 6 p.m. through ADD Resources. For information on that, go to addresources.org. With that behind us, let's kind of get into tonight. Again, the topic is the impact of ADHD on finances, which is near and dear to my heart. I got my MBA with a concentration in finance, so I'm very excited about this. With us in our virtual studio, Stephanie Sarkis. And Stephanie's a psychologist with a private practice in Boca Raton, Florida, where she counsels and coaches children and adults with ADHD. She's the author of four books. The first is Four Simple Solutions to Adult ADHD, How to Overcome Chronic Distraction and Accomplish Your Goals. Second, and I think that was actually published in 2006. The second is Making the Grade with ADD, A Student Guide for Succeeding in College with Attention Deficit Disorder. I believe that was published in 2008. Next is ADD and Your Money, A Guide to Personal Finance for Adults with Attention Deficit Disorder, published in 2009. And finally, Adult ADD, A Guide for the Newly Diagnosed. And that's, I think, going to be released here in about 2 weeks. We can talk to her a little bit more about that in a moment. She received her bachelor's degree in telecommunication from the University of Florida, followed by a master's of education and mental health counseling, and a doctor of philosophy in mental health counseling from the University of Florida as well. In 2001, she received Outstanding Dissertation Award from the American Psychological Association for her research on ADHD and executive functions of the brain. The same year, she was also a finalist in the Fulbright Award. She's an adjunct assistant professor at Florida Atlantic University. Her Psychology Today blog has received over 100,000 views. She lectures and presents her research internationally and has been published in the Journal of Attention Disorder, Smart Money Magazine, and the Huffington Report. She's been featured on Fox News, ABC News, CNN's Healthline, and numerous other network stations. So with that, Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I was just going to say, is there any time left in the broadcast?
Got a lot to get through in this program, and 30 minutes is amazing how much we can cover, but we got to squeeze it all in. I'm particularly excited about the topic tonight, and for the listeners out there, it was funny because I was kind of going through Stephanie's book, and it's refreshing. It's a lot of ADD books are really kind of ADD, and she does a great job blending ADD and actually finance. She really gets into some stuff that I think is not just ADD and the interaction, but just some basic type stuff. One of my favorite parts is talking about the financial experts out there trying to give you a sense of who they are and what they do, so that when you're going to looking for one, you have a little bit of insight on that. So, Stephanie, I guess I want to kind of start at a high level. Let's just talk about the impact like ADD has or ADHD has on finances. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. The reason why I wrote the book is I noticed that almost all of the clients or patients that I met with that had ADHD had some type of financial issue. The first one I noticed the most was there was a high rate of debt, credit card debt, people having their houses foreclosed on, especially now with the way the economy is, increased money issues. And a lot of disorganization about financial papers, so people not knowing where their financial documents are, and then also trying to do everything themselves and not really reaching out to financial professionals to get help with their finances. So those are just some of the things that I've noticed. So it's like the average money issues that people have, but with ADHD it's times 10 because you also add in the impulsive spending, the disorganization. So finances also involve a lot of detail work, which people with ADHD, we don't really excel at that. So those are some of the issues that can come up when you have ADHD.
And looking at your book, there was a few things that had jumped at me. One is I believe it's cited that there's actually research that shows that those with ADHD have a higher amount of debt. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, actually, Russell Barkley, who you're going to have on your show later on, wrote a book called ADHD, What the Science Says. And he did a longitudinal study over years and years looking at adults with ADHD, and he statistically found that there is a higher rate of debt among adults with ADHD.
That's it's interesting. But when you take that and you also combat it, because I think also in your book you cite that those with ADHD, even on the same level of income, same level of education, actually have a lower level of income. Is that right?
Yes. One of the things that happens with people with ADHD is that they tend to be underemployed, meaning that they are working below their education or ability level. And there are a couple reasons for that. One is that people with ADHD have a difficult time in school and may enter into the workforce a little bit later in life, so they have to kind of catch up in the workforce. The other reason is that underemployment affects everyone, but when you have ADHD, you take more time off for doctor's appointments. You take time off because you're more likely to get in an accident. So you may be underemployed simply because you haven't put in the time at work that other people may have in order to get a promotion in the workplace.
So far we've covered typically higher debt, lower income from the same level of education, plus also in your book I think I saw it actually cited higher medical bills and actually higher expenses in general.
Yes, especially medication expenses, and that's not just ADHD medicine. That's medicine all around. Also, if you have a higher rate of head injury, as people with ADHD do, you also have difficulties. You have to take time off of work. You have ER bills. So it can really add up.
So we have those statistical-type things that, one, a little less money to actually spend, higher levels of debt, higher expenses, and then the traits of ADHD. Number one, actually paying bills is somewhat boring, which is difficult to stay focused on. Impulsivity and spending, distractibility through that process just really makes this space really just difficult in general. Would you agree?
Yes, it's all the things that we just don't excel at. So it's the detail work, the having to do things on time. So all that stuff gets wrapped up in a money management. And we've been taught that, you know, we should know how to do these things on our own, and that if we don't, we're lazy. And we, so we've grown up with these ideas that, that we just aren't as bright as other people, when in fact people with ADHD are quite bright and they're able to focus on things. But, you know, this is just not our strength, is doing detail work. So that's why we have to have other people help us with it. And I think it's important for people to realize it's totally okay to ask for help. And, in fact, that's a strength, not a weakness.
So we've laid this stuff out, but the book really provides a lot of hope. So can you, first of all, can you talk about how the book is kind of laid out? I know a couple chapters deal with like stages of life, divorce, marriage, having kids as it relates to finance. Others talk about like just actually savings and retirement, and this is actually part of budget. But can you just give our listeners an idea of what they could find in the book?
Sure. The book covers everything from having kids, getting married, all the way to writing a will, a living will. It also brings up how to pick a bank for yourself, how to pick financial professionals and what each of those professionals do, because they all have different roles in your finances. Also, there are ways to a worksheet and how to set goals for yourself, because when you have ADHD, it's really hard to look into the future and see what you need as far as long-term planning. So a lot of people with ADHD haven't set up any kind of retirement fund. So it talks a little. The book talks a little bit about how to do that. Also, just how to keep track of your finances when you're at home and you just need to make sure that you enter your checkbook into your money management software. Also talk about the different types of money management software. So it just runs the gamut from everything that you would ever want to know about your personal finances. And also just how to curb impulsive spending as well, because that's one of the main issues that people with ADHD have.
That's awesome, awesome. I tell you what I'd like to do is I want to go to a break and come back and start talking about some of those more specific items in the day-to-day budgeting. But before we go to break, Stephanie, can you let our listeners know if they're interested in contacting you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Go to my website. It's stephaniesarkis.com. That's stephaniesarkis.com. Again, that's www.stephaniesarkis.com.
And with that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio. News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
ADHD. Is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and, of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Be a part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to everyone to Attention Talk Radio. With us in our virtual studio is Stephanie Sarkis, and we're talking about the impact of ADHD in finances. Stephanie, I'd like to kind of get down, because in the book, our listeners can go learn about investments and some budgeting type stuff, but really like to kind of talk about like the tire meets the road. Like what are your suggestions about kind of curbing impulsivity, particularly like when shopping?
Well, I think an important thing is to bring somebody with you if you have to go shopping that is not impulsive. So one of the things you can do is have that person just gently say to you, hey, is this something you really need? Check over your cart before you check out. And if you're with somebody, usually the time you spend wandering the aisles is shortened, and you're not as likely to get impulse items if somebody is with you. So that's one of the tips. The other tip is don't touch anything on the shelf. Once you touch something, there's a study that shows that you are about 10 times as likely to buy it. That's why when you go to a car lot, they want you to drive the car because you're more likely to buy it if you do a test drive. So, again, just little tricks like that. Set a timer. Once your timer goes off, you leave the store. Again, once you wander around the store, you're more likely to pick up on things. And I think it's also important for people to realize what's a need and what's a want. So is that new stereo, is that really something you need, or is it just something you want? Needs are things that are essential to our survival, food, shelter, water. A stereo is not one of those things. So I think it's really important just to realize that what you have on your list, too, is what you're going to get at the store. Nothing more and nothing less, just what's on your list. And, again, having somebody that goes with you to the store can make a big difference.
And one of the things, just from my experience of coaching those with ADD, the mere idea that you come up with a plan, like I'm going to take somebody to go with me, or I realize that I'm impulsive and I'm not going to touch this up there, really kind of builds in what I call the pause. Because if you're out in the shopping place and you actually think, wait a second, what I'm doing, I'm prone to overspend here, I'm prone to be impulsive. Just by walking in knowing that, you have a tendency to control your world and actually walk away and really make an impact in reducing some of those impulsive shopping. So I think what you're saying, Stephanie, really makes a lot of sense, but I think the process of thinking through before you go actually really accents it, and it can be powerful.
Yes, I think just the fact that you're becoming aware of it is about 50% of taking care of the issue.
One of the real issues in today's society is credit cards. And with ADDers, can you speak to that?
Sure. People with ADHD have a higher rate of credit card debt. So what I recommend is that you have a card where you lower the credit limit to whatever you consider to be a low limit, because we all have different types of income and different amounts that we can spend. One of the things that really helps is setting up a budget, which the book has a worksheet that you can use. And determining that budget, you can figure out how much money you can spend on your credit card wisely. Your goal, of course, is to pay off your credit card every month. And if you have a lower credit score, you can shop around, or if you have a high credit score, you can get a low interest rate on a credit card, so you can shop around, try and find a low interest rate. The book has a website that you can look up credit card rates on. Also, you want to make sure that your credit card, if you shop online, that your credit card is not linked to your bank account. And you can get a prepaid credit card that has a set amount of money on it. That's also an option you could have, because once that money's gone, it's gone. Go ahead.
And you can get those at 7-Eleven, I think, sells those now.
Yes, they're everywhere, the prepaid credit cards.
Absolutely.
And you also want to use those when you go online, too, for security reasons. If your information is hacked, they can't wipe out your bank account.
You know, I have to share the story. I was working with somebody one time who I was kind of coaching, and I have since heard this all over the place, but she had read that tip out there, put your credit cards on ice. In other words, take your credit cards, put them in a bowl of water, throw some water and stick them in the freezer so that they actually freeze. So if you want to go buy something, you actually have to thaw the thing out first, so it curbs your impulsivity.
Right, yeah, I think that's kind of extreme. And actually, I talk about that in the book, that there's a school of thought that you should just totally not use credit cards at all and only use them for emergencies. But with online banking and online shopping, that's really not as much of a possibility anymore to not use your credit card at all. So what we try to work for is using your credit card wisely.
Absolutely. I want to kind of shift gears a little bit. In your book, I think I saw something in there when it was talking about balancing your checkbook and kind of managing your finances, and there was something that jumped out at me that was, if you're going to try to design a system, kind of go back and look at what's worked for you in the past and start there, as opposed to just jumping onto a system. Was I taking that in the right context? And if so, could you speak to that?
Sure. What I mean by picking up on something that you've already done or what's worked well for you is that even though you may feel like you don't know what you're doing with your finances, there probably are times in your life when you really did figure out what you were doing and you did spend money wisely and you were keeping track of it. So you want to take a look at how were you doing that? Was somebody helping you with it? Were you using a certain software to keep track of your money? Because you want to really focus on what strengths you already have. And again, if you had somebody help you, you want to figure out who was that person, what was their profession, and what was it about them that helped you figure out money issues, and you start from there. Because I think it's really important to realize you already have that foundation. We just want to build on it.
One of my favorite things is when people kind of call me and want some coaching, particularly around organization. I say, that's great. Just call me next week and say you want coaching on organization, and they'll call. And they'll say, hey, I want coaching on organization. I say, congratulations. It sounds like you solved the problem. They always go, what? And I go, well, you made this call on time, right? And you know what the agenda is. And it's funny because you kind of catch them for a second, and they don't know what's going on because they never really paid attention because people are organized. They don't necessarily realize it, and they don't pay attention to what enabled them in those times they got it right. And what I like about what you're saying, it's the same thing. There's been some times in your life where you got it right. Go take a look at those times and try to figure out what enabled you to do that and build on that strength as opposed to trying something that may or may not work that you just heard somebody else did. And that's something I like to emphasize. Do it your way, and if it worked for you at one point in time, reflect back on it and start there.
Right, and I think you brought up a good point that, you know, it's the system that works for you. So people with ADHD, we can be really individualist to our needs. So what works for one person may not work for another, and that's totally okay. I think it's important with whatever professional you work with, you say, you know, this is how we work best when things are set up like this. And that's where you have to look back and say what worked for you, because when you work with a professional like a coach or a counselor, you want to say to them, this is where I excel, so you can build upon that.
Absolutely. Again, we need to cut to another commercial break, for those who want to get in contact with you, how do they reach you?
www.stephaniesarkis.com, StephanieSarkis.
And with that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Could hiring an attention coach really help you move forward? Does a child get wet when they dive into a swimming pool? You can get started moving forward today. Just call Dig Coaching Practice at 813-837-8084 and schedule a free consultation. Tell us you heard about us on Attention Talk Radio and get 50% off your discovery session. For more information, visit digcoaching.com. Don't delay, do it today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We got Stephanie Sarkis talking about ADHD and money. Stephanie, there's one thing in your book that I really want to emphasize, and then we'll kind of go to more specifics, but you talk about finances and in the context of understanding your level of financial risk. Can you just touch on that a little bit?
Sure. In investing, you want to figure out how far away is your retirement? Do you need retirement money, you know, in the next 5-10 years, or is it something that you're younger and you can wait to build up your finances? Because what you invest in depends on what your risk is. So if you need a low risk because you need to have money in the bank, you need to make sure it stays there, then you want to have your financial professional help you choose investments that are low risk. If you do have time to build up your finances, then you can talk to your investment professional about getting mid-risk or higher-risk funds or investments. And that way you can build up your nest egg to a larger amount. But the flip side of that is you can also, if it's high-risk, lose a lot of money quickly. So it's nice to have a balance between those different types of risk in your investment accounts. And your financial professional can help you figure out what percentage should go into what category.
And what I think is really important is you do have, there's a balancing act between the level of return you can get and the amount of risk that you're willing to take. And Stephanie, you hit on something a second ago that I think is a really big deal, and that is volatility and the level that you're at. And one side of this is, do you have the emotional wherewithal to deal with some of those fluctuations? You could look at an investment that could return something much higher, but it's got a lot more volatility. And again, in a couple weeks, we're having Dr. Barkley talking about ADHD and emotion and how he's he's really on a quest to bring emotion back into the DSM-5 diagnosis to say it's a part of ADHD, and many of those with ADD can be emotional, and so those financial fluctuations on higher risk type stuff can really play havoc. And I think that what I would really want to underscore is that it's not just about the return, but it's also about your tolerance of risk that you need to take into consideration in making those decisions. And your book goes into a lot more detail about investments and stuff like that, and I encourage people to look at it. But just as you read that, it's not just about return. It's also a lot about how much can you stomach in those ups and downs.
Right, and I think if you're prone to worrying, which, you know, about 50% of people with ADHD also have anxiety, and you're going to be checking your computer all the time looking to see how your stocks are doing, you may not want to have stocks that change in value so much, volatility, in other words. So that's something to talk to your investment professional about and let them know, hey, you know, I tend to kind of get a little worried about money. And a good financial professional will work with you on that and say, okay, well, how about we get some stocks that, you know, don't change in value that much? They're pretty steady. And I think, again, it's important just to tell your investment professional what it is you need.
Absolutely, absolutely. Steph, we've got about 3 minutes to go. I want to ask you, with the time that we have left and some of the suggestions you have in the book that are like kind of day-to-day, is there anything jump out in your mind that you really would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think it's really important to know that even if you've had financial difficulties in the past, there is hope, and this is day one of your new money management lifestyle. And so, again, asking people for help is a strength, not a weakness, and you can get a good grip on your finances.
Any suggestions on where to start if somebody is in debt and financial trouble?
I would get my book. So I'll do a shameless plug for that, ADD and Your Money. Also, again, I would talk to a financial professional, an accountant. There are also credit counseling services, and there's some reputable ones and some not so reputable. So in the book, I list the ones that get you an A-plus rating.
Okay, all right. One other question that I had in the wings is just there's certain times in your life where finances really become an issue, like change of life, marriage, divorce, and having kids. For about 30 seconds, can you just touch on that?
Sure. Actually, there's an entire chapter in the book about that, about how to prepare for when you have kids, how to have a low-cost wedding, how to save expenses in marriage, and also in the event that, you know, God forbid you get divorced, how can you and your soon-to-be ex-spouse work together that the divorce doesn't cost you as much money? So it does touch on all aspects of life events and how to financially kind of get through those.
And it's there are some details in there as much as like in planning a wedding, things to think about to do and stuff like that. There's some real good tips in there that I encourage you if you're in one of those situations to look at, because it can be very helpful to get you thinking about what's going on. With that, Stephanie, I'd like to thank you again for coming on the show. It's been awesome. And one last time, for those that want to get in contact with you, how do they do that?
It's StephanieSarkis.com, StephanieSarkis.com.
Excellent. Thanks again, Stephanie. Reminder, next week we're going to have Dr. Russ Ramsey coming on talking about the history of ADHD. In the following week, Ruth Hughes coming on from Chad to talk about membership and the service they provide. So with that, stay tuned. Everybody have a great week.